阿门。请坐。
Please be seated。
我们一同打开罗马书第十一章第三十六节。
Romans chapter 11 verse number 36。
罗马书第十一章第三十六节。
Romans chapter 11 verse number 36。
我先读33到35，三十六节你们大家一同来读。身在上帝丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测，他的踪迹何其难寻，谁知道主的心，谁做过他的谋士呢？谁事先给了他，使他后来赏罚呢？因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。我们已经用两次的时间讲解第三十六节。
We have used two sessions to start on verse number 36.
今天从下个礼拜，我们再用两次的时间讲完这一节。
And tonight, also next week, we're going to finish this session.
为什么这一节圣经要用一个月来传讲
？Why is that we have preached this session with a month?
在这几个字里面隐藏多少真理
？Because in these few words, it has embodied so much of profound
truth. 这一节就是神性、神的工作的总记录。
It talks about the total record of the divinity of God.
当上帝称呼自己的时候
，When God calls on Himself，
介绍自己的时候
，Introduce Himself，
圣父说：“我是首先的。”我是幕后的。
God the Father said, "I'm Alpha and Omega."
我又从起初指明幕后的事情。
And from the beginning, I point what's going to happen in the end.
而圣子告诉我们。
And the Holy Son says,
我是 Alpha， 我是 Omega。
I'm Alpha and Omega.
Alpha 是希腊文24个字母的第一个字母。
And Alpha is the first letters of the Greek letters.
Omega 是希腊文24个字母的最后一个字母。
And Omega is the last of the Greek letters.
我是 Alpha， 我是 Omega。
I'm Alpha and Omega.
这句话就表明圣子有神的本性。
It's only said that the Holy Son has God's nature in him.
因为他与圣父一样，是从头到尾掌管万有的。
Because he is like the Father from the beginning to the end, he controls everything.
而圣父圣子透过圣灵做工的时候
，And God the Father, God the Son, through the Holy Spirit, he works.
圣灵是动善工，也成全善工。
And the Holy Spirit is the one who starts good work and finishes.
所以创造的时候
，So in the creation,
上帝的灵运行在水面
，God's Spirit hover upon the water.
在审判的大日
，And also on the day of judgment,
圣灵成为最后的见证人
，The Holy Spirit will be the last witness.
所以圣父圣子圣灵
，So God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit,
万有的开始跟结束
，is the beginning and the conclusion of all things.
是创造的因跟创造最后的终极的目的
，and also the cause and the final purpose of creation.
所以这伟大的神论
，so this great doctrine of God,
跟神所创造的万有
，and as compared to the creation of God in all things,
就在这节圣经彰显
，in this verse being manifested.
也一切荣耀归于上帝
So may all glory be unto him
为什么呢
Why
因为万有是本于他
Because all things are from him
是依靠他
Through him
也是归于他
And to him
所以在这节圣经给我们看见整个历史是一条线
So in this world we see that history is only about one straight line
历史是一条线的观念
It's one sense, one line concept
不是人类的文学可以写出来
It's not something man's writing can express
不是人类的哲学可以想出来
Not something that philosophy can think of
不是人所造的宗教可以教出来
Not something that religion created by man can teach
历史是一条线
Because history is a set, is a line
全世界只有这一本圣经告诉
And the whole world there's only this Bible that tells us
为什么说时间是一条线
Why is that we say that this history is linear
因为有时点有终点
Because there's a beginning point and an ending point
这个观念在自然界里面的人是想不出来的
This concept man within the nature cannot speculate.
所以无论东方的哲学
No matter the Eastern philosopher
宗教
Or religion
西方的神话
The Western that is the fallacy mythology
他们的这一个他们的迷信
And also their superstitions
没有办法构成这个历史观念
They just cannot conceive this historical concept
为什么呢
Why?
因为人在自然中间
Because man in nature
所以我们要明白一切就像自然观看
So for us to know all things we have to observe the nature
我们从自然观看的时候
When we observe the nature
我们看见周而复始的事情
We see there's a cycle that keeps circling
在这个呢继续不断的 recycle 或者这个 cyclus 的这个事情
So in this cycle
就从现象变成观念
from the phenomena, it produces concept.
春天之后是夏天。
After the spring, there'll be this summer.
夏天之后是秋天。
After summer, there'll be the fall.
秋天之后是冬天。
And after that, there's a winter.
冬天之后是什么？
And after winter, what's that?
又是春天。
A spring again.
周而复始。
So there's a cycle.
周而复始。
Circulating.
周而复始。
Circulating.
就构成了我们错误的时间观。
So it becomes a wrong concept of time.
因为自然是继续旋转的。
Because nature keeps circling.
所以我们自然现象产生的时间观念。
So from a natural phenomenon, it produces the concept of time.
就变成这个希腊哲学的时间观。
So then the time concept of the Greek.
希腊哲学的时间观是什么？
The Greek concept of time.
The concept of time in Greek philosophy. 是这个向上一直旋转，像螺丝的旋桨那样。
It's like a spiral.
所以既然是这样旋上去
so it's spinning upward,
所以你看见有周而复始的事情
so you see something with a circling
那么中国人的时间观念是什么
the Chinese concept of time
我们照样看见整个自然四季运行周转不停
we see the four seasons are making a circle
那么有生之物就生生不息
so those living beings continue to exist
就在自然的旋转的这个观念中
so within the circling of the nature
我们就产生了轮回的思想
it produces thisin reincarnation
把印度的轮回的这种生命的哲学
so this reincarnation from the Hindu philosophy
带到中国的思想
is being brought to Chinese thinking
中国自己的思想是什么呢
and Chinese own thinking is
就是把天干跟地支十跟十二变成有六十一周期的时间观
so the 天干跟地支 combine the 60 these are different period of time
天干就是甲乙丙丁戊己庚戌庚辛壬癸
So that is the 天干。
天干有十个。
There will be 10.
地支有十二个。
地支 there will be 12.
所以十跟十二把它对照的话比如甲对子那么这个子丑一对丑就一直下去了变成一个六十年一轮。
So when this composed together becomes 60 years as a cycle.
就这样一直轮一直轮。
So it keeps circling.
所以人类的时间观念是停留在自然现象的起。
So human concept of time is being captured only by nature.
既然是在自然现象的这个启示里面
So it is only by a natural revelation of nature.
The phenomena of nature inspire us. 所以这个的 inspiration from the phenomena in the nature 就是我们没有办法超脱这个自然的捆绑
So because this phenomena inspire my nature, we cannot supersede all this bondage from nature.
所以大神学叫 Paul Tilly 他说呢希腊的哲学的观念宇宙是一个这个塑胶性的世界
So Paul Tilly Greek theologian said that the Greek concept of time is a plastic world
这个呢塑胶性的世界什么意思
So this plastic world
就是静止性的
is static
关闭性的
is closed
所以没有办法超脱
So there's no way for transcend
所以今天的很多的人
So a lot of people today
一生的生命就是在一个限制的或者捆绑的这个关闭系统里怎么想就在那里抖那里转到死就是这样
So for the whole life they've been confined with this closed system
直到上帝的光照耀到自然界来
Until God's light illuminates also the nature
超自然启示自然
The supernatural revealing nature
人才能脱离自然现象的管制
Then only man can break out from the control of this nature
进到信仰的范围
And enter the realm of faith
刚才我们听这个包以林姐妹讲三百年来这些的基督教的音乐是用信心去把它表达出来
That's our sister Paul told that for this 300 years this hymn is expressed by faith
信就是一个突破
Faith is a breaking through
信就是一个超越
Faith is transcending
突破了这个封闭系统的限制
And to break through the confinement of this closed system
而归正神学告诉我们
And the Reformed theology tell us
这个信仰本质的突破
And also the breaking through of the nature of faith
这个超越本来不是从人本的
This kind of transcendence is not coming from human center
不是 anthropocentric
Not anthropocentric
那是 theocentric
But theocentric
所以是神那边透进来的
It is coming from God that penetrated to us
上帝的光照耀在死荫的幽谷里面
When God's light shines upon the dark valley
坐在死荫中间看见大光
He who sits in the dark valley sees the great light
这样开通的系统
then the open system
就结束了封闭系统的影响。
It also conclude the influence of the closed system.
所以呢，我们的时间观念跟所有的宗教是不一样。
And that's why our concept of time is totally different from other religions.
而时间观念的启发。
And also inspirational time concept.
到了奥古斯丁的时候，就在他的哲学里面显明出来。
When it comes to the time of Augustine, it's very fast. It is philosophy.
奥古斯丁从什么地方产生了一个超脱整个希腊哲学的时间观呢
？In Augustine, where does he receive this concept that transcends the Greek concept of time?
希腊哲学的时间观。
And also the concept of time in philosophy of a Greek.
印度的时间观是一样的。
As the Hindu concept of time,
阴界跟阳界的轮流替换。
It is the yin and yang that can interchange.
所以这个是毕达哥拉斯的哲学。
So Pythagoras' philosophy.
毕达哥拉斯是唯一的一个人，又是哲学家，又是音乐家，又是宗教家，又是数学家。
Pythagoras is the only one that mathematician, is a philosopher, and also he is a musician.
啊，他还是一个这个哲学家 ，philosopher, religious, religion, philosophy, mathematics, and music. 所以呢，这是古代一个最大的天才。
He one of greatest genius in the past.
那么呢，他一谈到人生的时候
，So when talk about life,
他就说阳界跟阴界彼此对抗。
You say yin and yang interchange.
所以，毕达哥拉斯的这个人生哲学就影响了苏格拉底。
So Pythagoras' concept of life influences Socrates.
所以，当人逼苏格拉底吃毒药死的时候
，So when people want to poison Socrates,
苏格拉底一点不怕。
Socrates is afraid,
因为他已经受了这种轮替哲学的影响。
Because the influence by the exchange theory.
我现在生
Now I'm born
你叫我死
You want me to die
我不怕
I'm not afraid
因为死就是生的另外一面
Because death is the other side of life
你把我冲到那边去
When you push me to the other side
我把门一推
When I push the door
我就进到另外一边去
I enter to the other side
那个叫做死
That's called death
那你说我死了我死
You say I'm dead I'm dead
我不存在了
I'm not existing
我存在在阴间
But existing in the
不是在阳间
Not in the yang
所以死不过是一扇门而已
So death is only but a door
那这种观念呢在古代
This concept in the ancient past,
东方的奥义书印度经
whether it's the 奥义经 in Hinduism,
后来以后这个叫做 Upanishad, 也在影响到这个佛教的思想
and influence the Buddhist thinking,
中国的思想
Chinese thinking,
希腊的思想
Greek thinking,
都是用这种封闭系统看时间
You know, these are closest to view the world.
但是呢，这个奥古斯丁从圣经看见不一样
But Augustine from the Bible, he sees differently.
看见什么
What do you see?
时间是直线
Time is linear.
一去不回头。
It goes and never returns.
啊，你看这两种观念很不一样。
So these two concepts are totally different.
有基督教把这个观念承继下来以后
，The Christian inherited this concept.
基督教所到的地方。科学一直进步
Wherever Christianity goes There also the science advance
因为受了这种时间观念的影响
Because they're influenced by this concept of time
所以对生命的价值的看法就不一样
And your view to the value of life is different
如果一个人对时间不是直线进行的认知
If a man do not have a linear progression of time concept
他对生命会随便
Then he will live a casual life
他对所做的事情不负责任
Do the thing he does He never put responsibility in it
这一次不成功投胎再试再来一次
If I'm not successful I can reincarnate and try again
下一次不成功再投胎再试再有一次又不要紧
If I'm not successful the next time never mind I can reincarnate and try again
但是如果你的时间观念是直线
But your time is linear
你就自己对自己说每一秒都是不回头
Then you see that every second will not return
每一年都是永远过去的
Every year will be passed forever
或者只有一次
I live only by one
从生到死就是一条线
From birth to death is linear
我如果在今生失败
If I fail in this life
我就是永永远远的失败
Forever I'll be a failure
我如果今生成功
You'll be successful today
我就永永成功
Forever I'll be successful
我要怎样爱惜我的生命
So how will I treasure my life
我要怎样利用我的时间
Or use my time
我要怎样宝贵我的青春
And to keep also my youth
我要在暂时的时光中间以永恒发生关系
In temporality I want to have a link with eternity
凡有这种思想的青年人
And young people have this concept
做人一定是很严肃
Then he'll be a serious in his life
做事一定负责任
Whatever he does he'll be responsibility
凡有这样思想的社会
And society with this concept
一定产生继续不断伟大的发明
It produces a great invention
凡是有这种社会观念的
With this type of social concept
受圣经的时间观念影响的。
And also being influenced by the time concept of the Bible.
科学一直进步的。
The science will advance forever.
所以我再一次说。
So one more time I say.
如果你的孩子很会读书。
If your child can study well.
读到大学毕业。
When you graduate from the university.
拿了学士。
And with a bachelor.
拿了硕士。
With a master.
我想你不会送他到尼泊尔去拿博士。
You wouldn't send him to Nepal to get a PhD.
你不送他到 Bangladesh 再去留学。
Bangladesh to further study.
你一定是送他到基督教的国家。
Surely you send him to the Christian nation.
这是没有办法辩论的事情。
There's no way for you to get on this.
你会说唐牧师啊，我的孩子大学毕业，我要送他到伊拉克去。
You say I'll send him to Iraq, I'll send my son.
去阿富汗去。
Go to Afghanistan.
同样是有宗教的。
Why you have still religion?
但是不一样的地方在哪里？
Well, life is different.
因为他们没有受整个基督教思想的影响。
Because they're not influenced by Christian thought.
很多人的他不信耶稣的。
Many people who do not believe in Jesus.
但他送孩子到基督教影响过的国家去求学。
But they send their children to nations influenced by Christianity. Why?
无论是阿拉伯国家，
no matter Arabic nations,
无论是印度教国家，
Hindu nation,
没有可能产生最伟大的工业成产品。
It cannot create the greatest industrial product.
最伟大的准确性的科学知识。
And also accurate science knowledge.
为什么呢？
Why?
他们所思想的，
because what they think,
他们对现象界。
And to the phenomenal world,
对被造的物质界
to the created metals,
了解是个封闭式的认识
the understanding is a closed system.
所以这个开创是对神负责任的这种观念没有关系
This kind of concept with the open system has no relationship with that closed system.
这是很可怜的事
It's pitiful.
所以呢这一节圣经不能就这样读就完了完了
so,
从它来依靠它有贵会的算了
So this one we cannot just read one and then finish with it.
因为这里讲的第三讲的时候
So when talk about the third session
就变成时间是这现行有始有终的这一
个
严肃的思想
Time being linear with the beginning with the end.
所以今天我要与大家讲的
So tonight I want to talk to you
是你自己对你个人
Is it to yourself?
怎样认识你在神面前的光
How did you know your situation before God?
好像我绝对不是用普通福音派的布道家那种讲法
Absolutely, I'm not be preaching in the evangelical evangelist.
我们的情况是怎么样呢
？What kind of time?
我们是罪人。
We are sinners.
我们喝酒。
We drink.
我们犯奸淫。
We commit adultery.
我们有罪。
We are sinners.
所以我们需要悔改。
So we need to repent.
这些都是对的。
It's all right.
但我不是从这方面跟大家谈。
But I'm not going to talk to you from this perspective.
我们讲的第三讲的时候
，When it comes to the third session,
既然万有是出于他。依靠他，归于他。
Since all things are from him, through him, and to him,
那你是不是万有之一啊
？Are you part of everything?
是不是啊
？Are you part of all things?
你是在万有中间一个分子。
Among all things, you are a member.
那你要很严肃的看，我是本于他，依靠他。归向他
But it's solemnly you want to know the air from him, through him, and to him.
所以这样你就从整个被动的这个客观的世界中间，转到你这个主动性的。主观的世界
So from the passive objective world you want to come to the active and personal world
从共通性的世界现象
Come to the common phenomena of the world
转到独特性的自我存在
You want to turn to unique self existence
My own existence
我自己的存在
My individualism individuality
我个人个存性
Is a distinctive created by God
那是神特别的创造
Individually created by God
我是各自的各自所创造的
这一个个体、啊、
So this individuality
我这个存在
So my existence
是本于他
It is from him
依靠他
Through him
归向他
And to him
那我
So I
有一天归向他的时候
One day when I return to him
我怎么样交代
How am I going to be accountable
你现在看见这个题目很严肃吗
So you see this topic is so solemn
我这个人
I myself
今天讲到的这个唐冲
The one who is preaching 这个唐
本于他
I'm from him
依靠他
I'm through him
归向他
I'm to him
今天真的替我翻译的李建南博士
Today 李建南 who is interpreting for this session
是本于他
He's from him
是依靠他
And through him
是归向他
And to him
今天我在这里坐下听到了这个我
Today I who sit here to listen
是本于他
It's from him
依靠他
Through him
归向他
And to him
所以我这个我
So it's I
思想我的源头是神
I only think that my source is who
思想我现在就依靠的神
So through whom that I depend
思想有一天我会死时我要面对的是神
To think that one day I will die When I die To whom I face
真正明白这几句话
When you truly understand this statement
我想你不敢再随便利用浪费你的生命
You will not squander your life
因为你知道你是很严肃的
Because you are so serious
你的源头不是物质
Your origin doesn't come from material
你的源头不是动物
Your origin is not from animal
你被造的因 不是机缘。
The created cause is not coincidence.
Coincident or by chance. 不是
by chance.
乃是有神的目的。
It is with purpose of God.
神的荣耀。
And God's glory.
神的计划。
And God's plan.
神的旨意在你身上。
Will in you.
所以你被造成为人。
So you are created as humankind.
你是尊贵的。
You're honored.
你是荣耀的。
You are dignified.
你是有神的形象。
You are with the image of God.
所以你是本于他。
So you are from him.
依靠他。
Through him.
归向他。
And to him.
当你真正把这几句话真正揪起来的。
When you truly understand these few statements,
你再看镜子。
When you see this,
你看
yourself,
你看自己。
See yourself,
你在看见自己的镜子里面。
When you at the mirror, you look at yourself,
你要把自己当作客体，同主体之间对话。
You must use yourself as a dialogue between an objective and a subjective.
我常从容。
I, Stephen Tong,
某某人啊。
So and so,
你是神所造的。
You are created by God.
你有永恒的本性。
You have eternal nature.
你是按照上帝的形象。
You are created according to the image of God.
你要好好做人。
You must be a good man.
那这种自我提醒。
So you remind yourself.
就是许多人发现人性中间的神的形象是应当尽很大的责任。
So that people then know that he has a God nature in him, so he must take up a responsibility.
当你这种觉悟以后呢，
So when you have this understanding,
就你过了使你自己可以过一个超自然的觉悟性的生活。
So you want to live a life that transcends nature and also with that kind of understanding, you live
with the consciousness of supernatural understanding.那你这个超自然的认知
So with this conscious of supernatural understanding
是一个觉悟
It is understanding
那你看世界变成什么呢
So that what you see the world is
变成像我们的客栈一样
Like our this hotel
像我们聚集的地方一样
The way we sojourn
我有一天离开这个世界
One day I leave this place
从前我来这个世界
In the past when I come to the world
从哪里来
Where do I come from
出于神
From God,
我现在住在这个世界
I live in this world
怎么有力量住下去
How come I have strength to live on
依靠他
Through him,
有一天我经过这个世界。
One day I've gone through the world.
到神那里去。
Go back to God.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
归向他。
I return to him.
万物是本于他。
All things are from him.
依靠他。
Through him,
归向他。
And to him,
愿一切荣耀归给他。
May all glory be to him.
大家说一二三，因为万物是本于他，
依靠他，
归向他，愿一切荣耀归给上帝，直到永远。
阿门。
那当你念万有这个字的时候
，So when you read all things this word，
今天第三次讲解的时候
，And the third time when I expound this，
你就改成你的名字
，You change your name，
因为唐崇荣是本于他
，Because 唐崇荣 is from him，
你讲李建南
，Because 李建南 is from him，
你不是唐崇荣。好，我大家讲自己的名字，一二三，因为唐崇
李建南，
你讲你的名字啊，你忘记你名字就不必讲了，一二三，因为唐崇荣是本于他，依靠他。归向
归向他，
愿一切荣耀归给上帝，
归给上帝，
直到永永远远。
阿门。
那现在我要看我里面有什么。
So I want to see what is there within me.
万有是出自哪
？Because all things are from God.
万有其中一个就是我。
And part of the all things me.
我又可以享受万有。
So I can enjoy all things.
你注意看，这是人与动物不同的地方。
So that's the difference of man and all things.
动物只能享受它附近的东西。
Animals cannot enjoy things surrounding them.
人可以享受整个大自然。
But man can enjoy the whole nature.
动物只可以享受它有时间的那一段。
Animal can enjoy that confinement of time.
人可以享受历史跟未来。
Man can enjoy history and the future.
动物只有享受今生需要的。
The animal can enjoy things that we need today.
人可以享受永恒的事物。
But we can enjoy the eternal things.
这个如果讲起来，我想单单第三堂，我还可以分成一个礼拜来讲。
Even the third session, I can finish for one week.
因为里面的真理太丰富。
Because so rich,
从来没有一本书像圣经。
No single book like the Bible.
我不知道今天为什么许多传道人讲到十分钟、十五分钟就讲完了。
I don't know why so many preachers preach for 10 minutes, they finish the whole sermon.
有的讲40分钟，在里面一大堆故事、笑话、见证、做梦的事情。
Some preach for 40 minutes, but I love this dreams and stories and jokes.
信徒参加礼拜几十年，听到什么
？The Christian when they come to the church for tens of years of year, what do they listen?
我们对圣经的真理了解多少
？And how much you understand the truth of the Bible?
求主怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
为什么呢？动物只展 暂时享受今生。
Why is the animal only enjoy the temporal life?
因为上帝没有把永恒的本性放在。
Because God has never put eternal nature in them.
动物死了就完了。
So animal dies and that's the end.
上帝造人又把永恒放在我们。
But God created us and put eternal nature in us.
我们不单单从世界领受的东西就可以满足。
So we cannot just be satisfied with what we receive from the world.
我们在永恒界中间有所需要。
In an eternal realm with some needs.
是我们与动物不一样。
So we are different from animals.
为什么是动物的这所享受的不过是在物质界的东西。
Why say we say animal only enjoy the material things?
因为他们能知物质的感受，跟他的这灵魂，不过是对本能的物质界的功用而已。
Because what do they have in their intuition? Only by intuition, a reflection of the nature.
所以人是按照上帝的形象。
But man is created after the image of God.
所以人一定要与神之间发生关系，才能有超物质的满足在我们里面。
So we must have a relationship with God, then we also have a conscience to transcend nature.
我们举一个很简单的例子。
Very simple illustration.
音乐的本身就是超过物质的表现。
Music in its nature is transcend material world.
所以当你进到音乐深处的时候
，So when you go to the depth of music,
你得到的满足绝对不是餐馆的菜可以使你得到的满足。
The kind of a satisfaction you have is not something that can satisfy you with the food of the restaurant.
你沉醉在音乐里面的享受。So,
when you indulge in enjoyment in music,
已经把你提升到超时间的境界。
It also lifts you up to the limitation of time.
音乐本身是时间艺术。
And this music is the temporal art.
Music is a time of art. Out of time.
It's out of time.
那么绘画是这个空间艺术。
And also painting is out of space.
所以呢，当你看一幅画的时候
，So when you study a painting,
你需要一个足够的空间来把那个画放在那边。
You might have a space to hang the picture.
当你听一首歌的时候
，When you listen to a song,
你需要一段足够的时间才能唱完那首。
You must have a period of time to finish singing the song.
你可以用两秒钟把很大的图案一扫就看过去。
You can have 2 seconds to read to study the whole picture.
你说我没有时间
，You say I have no time.
我只有两分钟
，Only 2 minutes.
我看一下这些画廊。
When you see the gallery,
你走马看看看看看就出去了。
I can run, I can see everything.
两分钟可以看很多图画。
2 minutes can see many pictures.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为本来图画跟时间没有绝对的关系。
Because this painting has no absolute relationship with time.
当然你说我没有时间，你们要唱哈利路亚，我用两秒钟听可以不可以
？So you say I have no time. You want to say hallelujah? I use 2 seconds to listen.
好，你就要来吧，听一秒，一、二、哈利路。压都还没有你就走了
and 2 seconds before they finish the yeah you go
你没有办法听一首歌的
you cannot finish listening to the song
有一段的时间听到完你才知道这首歌是
so you must have a period of time to listen to the completion of the song
音乐一出来的时候
so when the music comes
需要的时间
you need time
绘画出来的时候
and painting comes
需要的是空间
you need space
你说的我没有办法
you say I have no way
这个我用这样小的地方来放一张大的画不能够
I use a small space to contain this big picture no you cannot
美术是时间的艺术
because
空间的艺术
because the painting is out of space
音乐是时间的艺术
and also music is out of time
音乐在时间中却超时间
and music is in time but transcend time
美术在空间中却超空间
painting is space but transcend space
因为美术的创作是从心灵发出来的
because the creation of a painting coming from the spirit
伟大的音乐的创作也是从永恒的心灵创出来
and also the composition of great music also coming from great spirit
所以就超过时间空间
so it's transcend time and space
这样人与动物不同的地方就在这里
so the difference of man and animals is less than this
动物绝对没有创作功能
animals doesn't have function to create
no creativity
no creativity
人有创作功能
but man has function of creation
人是唯一有创作功能的货物
man is the only living being that has creativity
为什么呢
why
因为神是创造者
because God is the creator
上帝造万有之后
and after God has created all things
就按照自己的形象像样式创造了人
and according to likeness image he created man
所以人像上帝
so man is like God
那么上帝是创造者
and God is the creator
人就像上帝所有创造功能
man is like God has a function of creativity
单单这句话是历史上所有系统神学没有讲出来
only this statement has not been expounded by systematic theology
系统神学没有提到创造性与创造者之间的形象
because systematic theology never talk about the creativity and the likeness to God
李建南博士是神学不是
and Dr. Lee is a doctor in philosophy
你有没有看过一本书提到这个事情没有这样的事情
no such thing in systematic theology
那么连这个这一句话的发现 这个也是创造性。
Even the discovery of this statement is creativity.
那么你的唐牧师这句哪里来的？
Where come this statement is asked?
这个是我的 original.
Original from Stephen Tong.
所以你们呢，在这里你不要以为参加普通聚会。
So don't think that attending ordinary meetings.
今天你听的很多书里面没这样清楚的。
What you heard tonight is not something expound on.
每一个礼拜你听的都不一样。
But for one we heard it.
罗马书讲完了，我不来了。
After the Roman, I won't come again.
所以这几年是你一生中间可以好好每一个礼拜一两个钟头细细思想圣经最宝贵的时间。
So for these few years is a time you can spend to listen systematically on this important book of Romans.
时间是这线进展。
Because this time progress in linear fashion.
我又是一个超时间的。
I'm the one who transcends time.
我在空间里面被占有一部分方位。
In space, I occupy some space.
我又是超空间的。
And I also transcend space.
这就是人宝贵的地方。
So that's the precious of man.
当你思想万有是本乎他，依靠他，归向他。
When you know that all things are from him, through him, and to him.
你不可以把你自己关万有隔开来思想。
So you cannot separate yourself from all things and then start to think.
那你想，那我呢？
Now what about myself?
我也是本乎他。
I'm also from him.
我也是依靠他。
Through him.
我也是归向他。
And to him.
所以你的源头不单单是父母。
So your origin doesn't lie only on the parents.
你的源头是神。
Your origin is God.
你的归宿不单单是坟墓。
Your home is not just a graveyard.
你的归宿是神。
But God.
正像你说，我这次毕业是从这个 PIC， 哎，这个什么？你们这叫什么？那个高楼叫什么 KLCC 买来的。
You cannot say that I buy this bank only from KLCC.
PICC 是菲律宾的这个会议大厅，叫做 PICC。 这个 KLCC 买来的。
So in KLCC I bought this.
所以这币呢源于它。
So it come from that place.
Original from KLCC 对吗？
Origin from KLCC
不是、
right? No.
这个币呢是真正是德国的 Montblanc 工厂做出来的。
Is manufactured by Montblanc in Germany.
所以不是 KLCC 的。
Not KLCC.
不是源于 KLCC.
It doesn't originate from that.
是源于德国。
Originate from Germany.
哪一个比较对？
Which is more correct?
Germany 对不对呢？
Germany.
但我告诉你，比较对。
Is more accurate.
是不是对？
Is it accurate?
不。
No.
因为德国人做这个币的时候，材料是从矿物里面拿出来的。
Because when the German they make this, they have a material coming from the mine.
不知哪边是最后的归宿。
So that's the ultimate origin.
也不是真正的这个源头。
Not the true source.
那么真正的源头是谁造的呢？
The true source who made it?
是神。
God.
所以你明白了。
So you know.
当你思想你的时候。
So when I talk about yourself.
我的源头就是妈妈。
My origin come from my mother.
妈妈说不。
Mother say no.
因为连我自己都有我的妈妈。
Because even myself and my mother.
源头不是妈妈，是妈妈的妈妈。
Because your origin is mother's mother.
妈妈的妈妈是妈妈的妈妈的妈妈。
And your mother's mother come from mother, mother's mother.
妈妈的妈妈的妈妈还不严重，妈妈的妈妈的妈妈的妈妈的妈妈的第一个妈妈才是严重。
It come from the first mother, this origin.
第一个妈妈哪里来的？
Where comes the first mother?
从亚当的肋骨被造出来的。
From the side of Adam.
那么亚当哪里来的？
Where comes Adam?
从神来的。
From God.
所以你提的源头问题一定回到神那里。
So when I call a question of origin, it come from God.
我根本不信神。
You say I don't believe in God at all.
我信进化论。
I believe in evolution.
好，我让你一步好不好？
No, my, I let you go.
你信进化论。
You believe in evolution.
进化论最重要的一本书。
The most important book in the evolution.
1859年印出来。
In 1819, he was
在伦敦卖出来。
In London.
马上纸贵洛阳。
And it was a public sale.
一下子就卖光了。
And it was sold out.
那么这本书谁写的？
Who wrote this book?
Professor Charles Darwin.
Charles Darwin.
达尔文写的时候。
Charles Darwin.
他要写物种从哪里来的？
It is welcome to species.
从进化来的。
It comes from evolution.
从天然修饰来的。
And coming from the heaven.
不经意生存的自然
力量。
所以一直到最后一面的时候。
So when it comes to the last page.
最后一面。
The last page.
的最后一段。
The last paragraph.
他说什么呢？
What do you say?
The first life must from the breathing of God himself.
第一个生命应该从的呼吸来的。
神的呼吸把第一个生命放到。
God has given the first life from his breathing.
所以我告诉你不要再推了。
Don't push it anymore.
因为你相信了进化论的最后一段告诉我们，一切还是从神来。
Because the evolution that they believe, the last paragraph says that we, the life come from God.
你不要上帝。
You don't God.
有一点像一手遮天说没有太阳，因为我看不见太阳。
Like you're closing your eyes and say there's no sun.
你把你的眼睛一盖起来，什么东西都看不见，连你自己存在你都看不见。
When you close your eyes, you don't see anything. You don't see yourself too.
这是圣经说的。撒旦弄瞎了不信之人的心眼。
Just the Bible says that Satan has blinded the eyes of non-believers.
所以人活在世上。
So when living the world,
没有指望。
There's no hope.
没有上帝。
There's no God.
亲爱的弟兄，
My dear brothers,
这是很可怜，很可怜的。
It's pitiful.
我们今天从神的启示中间呢
，today from God's revelation，
看见一切都是上帝来的。
We see that all things are from God。
那我是从上帝来
的。I come from God。
那我里面什么东西要清楚知道是从上帝来的
？Now within me, what can help me to understand that I come from God？
我的生命是从生命来的。
My life comes from life。
十九世纪生命科学最大的贡献是从 Louis Pasteur 来的。
Louis Pasteur the greatest contribution of life concept。
法国的巴斯托
，Pascal，
他。
Pasteur
不是 Pascal， Pascal 是哲学家， Pasteur 是
P-A-S-T-E-U-R
T-E-U-R 对了是这个那这个 Louis Pasteur
Louis Pasteur
有两大贡献
He has a two great contribution
第一个贡献呢
The first
否认无生命可能产生生命
He denied that life can come from non-life
无生命不可能产生生命
There's no possibility for non-life to produce life
你说怎么可能
How is it possible?
你看，这个本来没有苍蝇的。
Actually, there's no fly.
本来没有飞虫的。
No fly.
死人死了以后
，When man die,
你棺材过了几天
，We have the coffin being kept there for few days.
你开起来的时候
，Open it.
里面有几万只飞虫飞出来。
You see, other flies are there.
本来没有飞虫的嘛。
Actually, flies are not
there. 是不是现在有呢
？How come there is?
就表示无生命可以产生生命。
Meaning that long life can produce life.
他是说不可能。
Pastor said no.
他怎样证明呢
？How does he prove it?
他用真空的管
，He used a vacuum tube.
里面装了被水沸到100度，所有生物都死掉的水。
And also with a boiled water to 100 degrees centigrade, all things are killed.
或者用蒸馏水放在里面。
All these distilled water.
Distilled water. 把它放在真空管里面。
So when they put distilled water in the vacuum,
没有生命在里
面。There's no life in it.
等了几十天以后。
After a few tens of days,
没有生命。
No life.
几百天以后。
And after hundreds of days,
还是没有生命。
No life.
但是他把那有细菌存在的水看不见的。
So when they put the water with the germ,
放在那里
，put it there.
过了不久以后呢
，after a few
用显微镜看细菌生的多得不得了。
Using the microscope, you see that a lot of germs are there.
得到的结论是什么
？The conclusion is
生命一定从生命而来。
Life must come from life.
这个呢，在整个医学界里面
，so in the medical world
是伟大的发现。
It's a great discovery.
生物界里面
，within the biological world
否定了从无生命变成有生命的可能性。
He denied the possibility of life coming from non-life.
那么是。九世纪的时候
，So when it comes to the 19th century，
有一个人跟达尔文一同写《The Biological The Principle of Biology》的那个年轻的科学家
，And that young scientist wrote co-author with this Darwin on the Origin of Biology。
这个人叫做 Wallace。
Wallace。
Wallace 讲过三句话。
Wallace has these three statements。
In between non-existence and existence，
在不存在与存在之间
，In between existence and life，
在存在与生命之间
，In between life and human being。
在生命以及人的存在之间
，There are three gaps，
有三个间隔。
所以没有生命跟有生命中间是间隔。
Non-life and life there's a gap，
有生命跟是这一个动物之间是间隔。
And life and animals there's a gap，
那动物跟人之间是间隔。
And with animal and human being there's a gap，
不存在跟存在是间隔。
Non-existent and existent there's a gap，
No one can make bridges for those。
没有人能够造一座桥梁可以横过、
所以他讲了三句话
So after said this statement
无到有
From nothing to something
有到生命
From something to life
生命到人
From life to human
中间的间隔没有人造桥
If indeed there's a gap that cannot be bridged
No one can join them
No one can bridge it
cannot be bridged 所以这样呢没有就是没有
So no is no
有就是有
Yes is yes
他讲这句话是自打嘴巴
So he slaps his own face
因为他后来是自己承认跟达尔文一同做研究的进化论
So when he was co-study with this Darwin of evolution
好像从动物的生命变成人的生命是可能的
Is it possible for the animal life come to human life
但是他讲这句话是完全没有证明的
So he said it without a proof
到了 Louis Pasteur 的科学的实验以后才证明出来是对的
After the experiment of Louis Pasteur he proved that it's right
Yeah
The second
Pasteur 第二个贡献是什么
Pasteur have second contribution
他因为知道有最微小的生命
Because you know there's a micro life
所以呢结果发现细菌的存在
And he discovered the existence of a germ
他以前呢就像中国的医学
Like Chinese medicine
你有什么病的时候
Whatever sickness you have
他说里面太寒了
Well it's too cold
或者太热了
Or too hot
寒给你吃什么药
And if you're cold, give you what medicine, too hot, what kind of medicine, so that you balance harmony.
其实这个是很有道理的。
There is a reason for that.
中国人的医学没有办法找出什么叫细菌。
But Chinese medicine cannot discover germs.
是法国的医学家找出来。
It is the French this scientist discovered.
这个 Louis Pasteur 就两大贡献。
So this Pasteur has two great contributions.
现在医学界只注意他的第二大贡献。
This medical world now only pay attention to his second contribution.
他的第一个大贡献。
But the first contribution of his
可以照样使基督徒坚定我们的信仰。
It can also confirm and strengthen the faith of Christians.
他第一个贡献对进化论有很大的威胁。
Because they have a threat, the first contribution has a threat to evolution.
所以进化论共产主义无神论绝对不要讨论他的第一个贡献。
So the atheist, the communist doesn't want to discuss his first contribution.
因为他们就是这样才可以否定上帝的存在。
Because through that they can deny the existence of God.
但是 Louis Pasteur 的第二个贡献。
But Louis Pasteur's second contribution.
对医学界的
这个 medical world,
这个影响太大了。
It's such a great influence.
所以医学界继续不断纪念传扬他的这个贡献。
So the medical world continues to propagate this second contribution of his.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers and sisters,
神不但是生命的创造者，
Not only God is the creator of the living being,
所以世界才有生命的存在。
And that's why there's life in the world.
因为生命不可能由无生命而产生。
Because life cannot come from non-life.
那生命中间最高潮的就是人的生命。
The highest life is man's life.
所以当你思想我是从本于他，依靠他，归向他。
When you learn that you're from him and through him and to him,
那你就要知道你这个生命的价值。
So you must know the value of your life.
绝对不是金钱、地位、富贵、名望、权柄可以替代。
It cannot be substituted, replaced by the name, fame, and money and wealth.
所以你要把这个生命当作荣耀上帝的一个。
So this life must be a basis for you to glorify God.
我里面有什么？
What do I have in it?
你
First,
从神而来，被造有神形象的人。
And also a man that's created by God after his image.
第二，
The second,
我里面有什么呢？
What do I have inside?
有造上帝形象样式造的本质。
And I have a nature which is created after the image of God.
是我是很尊贵的。
I'm honored.
一个真正的基督徒，
a true Christian,
看重自己的尊贵的本质。
He treasures his own honored nature.
他绝对不会想自杀。
He will not kill himself.
无论多痛苦，
no matter how much suffering he has,
多伤心，
or how sorrowful he is,
回到神的面前来。
He will come back to God.
我是本你。
I'm from him.
我是按照你形象。
I'm created after your image.
我应当尊重你给我的本质。
I must honor the nature given to me.
我里面有像神的那一部分。
I have part of it which is like God.
你对神性所能明出来的明，
so,
能够点出的名称。
So when you kind of understand the terms about God,
你就可以发现形象都在里面。
You see the all nature and those terms.
上帝是圣洁的。
God is holy.
所以你是道德活物。
So you are moral beings.
上帝是爱。
God is love.
所以你有交通的本能。
That's why you have ability to communicate.
上帝是真理。
God is truth.
所以你有理性。
That's why you have reasoning power.
上帝是灵。
God is spirit.
所以你有灵魂。
And that's why you have soul.
上帝永恒的。
God is eternal one.
所以你有永远的本性。
God is eternal nature.
上帝是创造者。
God is creator.
所以你有创造性。
That's why creativity in you.
我是从这个层次去明白上帝的心。
So from this aspect, I understand the image of God.
所以这个思想跟传统的系统神学完全不一样。
So it's also totally different from systematic theology.
有许多人去留学读了很多的书，结果读来读去就是西方那整套的东西。
A lot of people they study overseas, but only the West having inherited the Western system.
啊，他忘记圣经还有许多的西方神学家还没找到。
They forgot that there are so many things not discovered by the Western theology.
当你发现你人性的本质有神形象的时候
，So when you discover human nature has God's nature in you,
你就更自己尊贵自己。
All the more you treasure yourself.
不是骄傲
，Not proud.
你更谦卑
，You more humble.
因为有神的这些本性都是本于神，也是依靠他。
Because all this God nature come from Him and through Him.
而且又归向他。
And、in the future, you will go back to Him.
所以你越明白，不是越骄傲。
So the more you understand, not become more proud.
你越尽责任。
But become more responsible.
你越严肃
，more solemn.
你越谦卑
，more humble.
你也不随便对待自己。
You will not take a casual look at yourself.
我是本于他
，because I'm from him.
我是依靠他
，I'm through him.
我是归
，I'm to him.
不但如此
，Not only so.
我这个里面呢，有一些的神是赐给我的生命中间特殊的天资或者资质。
In also my nature, there's a unique nature that is given specially by God.
这是神，这每一个人不一样。
This is what God has given differently.
天下没有两片树叶 是完全一样。
In the whole world, there's no two live with the same.
照样人间没有两个人是完全一样。
So also in the world, there's no two persons who are the same.
不但你的面孔不一样。
Not only the face are different.
没有两个人的个性完全一样。
Even the character is different.
也没有两个人的这个他们的这个天资或者他们的这个他们的这个恩赐是一样的。
Even their gift also there is a temperament.
所以每一个人才干都不一样。
So everybody is different in talent.
那怎么办呢？
What to do now?
我的才干
，My talent
是本于他
，is from him，
是依靠他
，through him，
我要归向他
，and to him，
我就要知道怎样好好使用我的才干。
Then I want to learn how would I use my talent well.
因为这是神给的。
So this is given by God.
这是很严肃的事情。
This is something which is solemn.
每一个基督徒
，every Christian
都应当有管家神学的知识。
We must have a kind of stewardship.
啊，明年我在加拿大，不知道吉隆坡会不会给你们一个。神学讲座就是管家神学的应用，从管家神学的知识。
And also next day in Jakarta, in Indonesia, I will preach on this topic on stewardship.
这个 theology of stewardship.
The theology of stewardship.
什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
我跟我的一切，
me and all things that I have，
不是我的。
It doesn't belong to me.
因为不是我的。
Because it belongs to me.
那我是什么？
Now what about myself?
我的身体是我的吗？
My body is it belongs to
me? 是啊。
Yes, it is.
你们所有的观念跟你学校读的教育就是这样。
Because that's your education.
钱是我的吗？
Money is mine.
身体是我的吗？
Body is mine.
才干是我的吗？
Talent is mine.
美貌是我的吗？
The beauty is mine.
所以生得比较美的骄傲得不得了。
So when I'm born more beautiful, you're proud.
你看那些明星骄傲得不得了。
So you see those friends are proud.
等到老了像鸡皮一样就不能骄傲。
So when they get old like Kentucky Fried Chicken, they weren't proud.
基督徒不是这样。
But Christian are not.
当基督徒认识管家神学的
，because Christian we know about theology stewardship.
我的面貌
，my facial
不是我的
，not belong to me.
我的才干
，my talent
不是我的
，it doesn't belong to me.
我的创造功能
，my creativity
不是我的
，doesn't belong to me.
我的音乐天分
，even my musical talent
不是我的
，it's not mine.
我的身材特别美
，even my body is beautiful
不是我的
，it doesn't belong to me.
神暂时。交托给我。
Temporary God has given me as a steward.
你明白吗
？You understand?
这几十年呢
？This is a decade.
他信任我。
Is it?
就把这一切的东西呢交托给我。
He has entrusted me with all the things.
交托给我做什么
？Entrust me for what?
我求于管家的。
And why we ask for a steward?
要他尽忠。
That is faithful.
To be faithful.
To be faithful.
所以我们谈 faith 谈的很多。
We talk much about faith.
我们很少谈 faith.
Seldom we talk about faithfulness.
谈信心，信仰，信仰。
Faith, faith, faith.
但是谈忠心谈的太少。
Faithfulness, very seldom we talk.
希腊文里面
，In Greek,
pistos,
pistos,
信心这个字。
Pistos, this word.
拉丁文里面
，In Latin,
fide,
fide,
信心这个字。
Fide.
后来应当演变成 fidelity, 忠心。
It developed into fidelity.
你明白吗？所以信跟忠心不能分开的。
So faith and fidelity cannot be separated.
当你听交响乐的时候
，So when the orchestra，
那个 timpani 的声音出来了
，timpani，timpani，
这大鼓的声音
，timpani，
可以把你心灵最深的地方震动到一个地步了，你看见天地都在共鸣了。
You can shake your whole heart so that you see the heaven and earth are echoing.
所以作曲家。
So the composer,
他知道什么时候让 timpani 打出声音来。
He know when to have the timpani sound out.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
到了第十几个 bar 以后， timpani 才第一次出现。
After the ten or the bar, the timpani came.
噔噔噔噔噔，为什么呢
？Why?
因为他知道了这个是必要的时候才出现。
He know this is time to come.
那么当你买 speaker 的时候呢
？So when you buy speaker,
你是好的随便的，只要能够听就感谢，反之谢恩。
You say whatever speaker is good enough.
你买五块钱的 speaker,
the $5 speaker,
结果当当当当，轰隆隆打鼓的，哎，好像打铁桶一样，哒哒哒哒。
So when they come to drum, it won't sound.
你说不行的，
这
真不好听。
It's no good.
所以当你有钱的时候，你换再换。
You have to change speaker when you have more money.
真正好的东西。
When it comes to true good speaker,
鼓打出来的时候
，when the drum comes,
真是像的。
Like drum,
不像铁桶
，not like a
喇叭出来的时候，真像喇叭
，like trumpet,
不像吹口哨
，not like whistling,
人声音出来的时候
，so when man's voice is coming,
真是像人的声音
，just like human voice,
不是像那些呢这个蛇啊什么这个动物在叫的声音
，not like a crying for animals,
那你说这个 speaker 很忠心
，so this is a good speaker,
这个叫做 high five,
let's call high five,
high five 是什么
？what a high five,
听说 high five 就是 five 比较 high, 什么叫 high five 呢
？what about high five,
high。Fidelity， 大家说
，High fidelity，
High fidelity， 高度忠于原因
，High fidelity，
你明白了吗？我从18岁开始
，Since 18，
我耳朵因为太敏感
，My ears are so sharp，
所以一直要找最忠于原因的东西
，I have to find things with so high fidelity，
我不客气对你说
I want to tell you.
我换过的 speaker 至少有50套。
I've changed at least 50 sets of speakers.
In 我的 audio 不要。
Because I don't want to listen casually.
那么这些的就是要忠。
So to be faithful.
圣经告诉我们。
Bible says.
所求于管家的。
And to the steward.
就是要他忠心。
That they be faithful.
我主啊。
I say Lord.
我是从你来。
I'm from you.
我要归家。
I'm going to go back to you.
今天会做依靠的。
Today when I live, I depend on you.
这些给我。
You have given all this to me.
你交给我。
And trust me.
你托付我。
And trust me.
你暂时。
Temporary,
放在我身上,
put it in me.
你信任我,
you trust me.
你是求于我的就是忠心,
what you ask for me is to be faithful.
这种人生呢,
this kind of life,
这种责任感,
from this sense of responsibility,
你不可能在别的宗教里面看到,
you cannot find it from other religion at all.
因为他没有这个观念,
because they have this kind of concept.
从时间观,
from the concept. Concept of time,
源头观,
and the concept of origin,
归属观,
and the concept of returning,
支持观,
and supporting,
人生观,
and the concept of life,
这个天资,
and also different talents, image,
整个加起来,
and all these things coming together,
你一生的看法一定完全不一样,
so your total life is different.
感谢上,
praise God.
当你真正进到这个地步的时候,
when you truly enter this realm,
你不但说信耶稣悔改就够了，那是福音派肤浅的思想。
Not just the evangelist, so shallow, say that you believe God, you will say,
我信了以后,
after I believe,
我怎样忠,
how do I be faithful,
我怎样实在,
how am I going to be truthful,
我怎样讨主喜,
and to please God,
因为万有是本乎他,
because all things are from him,
依靠他,
through him,
归向他,
and to him.
你明白这三个词句的
When I understand the integration of these three statements,
第一组,
first,
三个字,
from him,
第二组三个字,
second,
依靠他,
through him,
第三组三个字,
the third,
归于他,
to him.
这三组的思想结合之后呢,
these three groups of thinking we integrate,
真正明白,
you truly understand now,
什么叫愿一切荣耀,
may all glory be unto him.
Amen.
Amen.
亲爱的弟兄,
my dear brothers and sisters,
接下去呢,
after that,
除了我里面有的东西,
other than what I have within me,
还有我生下以后得到的东西,
what I gain after my been born,
你的美貌,
your beauty,
是生下本来就这样的,
you're born with that,
你的天资,
your talent,
是生出来就是这样的,
you're born with that,
你的身材,
your body,
生出来就是这样的,
you're born with that.
这叫先天性的产业,
that is called the inborn nature,
这个叫做先天性的产业,
inborn nature,
是神给的,
God given.
那么后天性的产业是什么?
And also what you gain after,
也就是你活在世界上以后,
when you leave the world,
神得继续再交给你,
God continue to entrust you.
那是什么? 现在我要谈第二方面,
the second aspect,
万有是本乎他,
all things are from him.
万有里面有一个叫做我的,
and in all things there's something called
我是本乎他,
I'm from him.
我自己是我,
I because I'm I,
我的生命,
my life,
我的存在,
my existence,
我的天资,
my talents,
我的时间,
my time,
我的空间,
my space,
这个都讲了, 现在讲我后天性的整个产业,
and my inheritance after I've been born,
就是我生下以后上帝再给我的,
after I've been born, God has given me continually,
还是一样,
it's the same,
是本乎他,
from him,
是依靠他,
through him,
是归向他,
and to him.
所以这两大很重要的事情,
so these two important things,
你注意啊, 有人生下很贫贱,
some born to be poor,
死的时候很高贵,
but when die with a normality,
你明白我讲什么吗? 有的人生下很高贵,
some born with a noble life,
死得很贫穷,
but die very lowly,
不但是物质贫穷,
not only materialistically,
人格贫穷,
but also personality,
有许多电影明星,
many from stars,
是上帝给他生的美若天仙的面貌,
they're born with so beauty,
结果呢他 不必有太多的学问, 也可以赚很多钱,
they don't need to have much knowledge, they can make much money,
因为他有先天资源,
because they have an inborn natural source.
但是,
but then,
有一些人先天资源太差了,
and some born with bad natural resources,
他奋斗努力,
but they struggle and strive,
挣扎,
they strive,
继续上进,
continue to work upward,
后来后天的产业很多,
then they have much inheritance that they've earned.
你明白我的意思?
You understand now?
Lady Diana,
Lady Diana,
美若天仙,
so beautiful.
今天的报纸,
but today's paper,
原来她常常叫一个最亲信的部下替她找男人到她隐藏的地方发生关系,
and also she had a sexual relationship with someone being arranged.
她跟她的丈夫两个半斤半两,
and he and her husband are quite the same.
身为王族,
they're born in a royal family,
美若天仙,
so beautiful.
结果生活非常 非常的卑贱。
But such corrupted life they live.
但有一些人呢
，some
生得很卑贱。
They're born lowly.
在我讲希伯来书的时候
，when I talk at the book of Hebrew，
我的参孙是四十中间生下来就最有力量。
Samson among all judges is born with the strength.
也父他是四十里面生下来最贫贱的。
Jephthah is the one who is born lowly.
是基尼生的。
Born by the prostitute.
也父他的人格是最高贵的。
But Jephthah has a very noble character.
参孙的人格是最卑贱的。
Samson has a very poor character.
也父他被赶。
Jephthah was chased away.
被轻看。
He was despised.
他没有气馁。没有上志
，but he did not
feel God, 没有怨恨
尤人 ，and also didn't grumble God.
奋斗
，but he strived.
被上帝重用
，God used him.
变成大能的勇士
，and become a mighty man.
参孙生为西哪西尔人
，Samson meant to be a Nazarene.
是神特别赐下
，and especially blessed by God.
但他一生做事实
，but when he was just in whole life,
以色列国中从来没有太平。
And there's no peace among the Israelites.
他见一个美丽的女人
，and also he saw a Delilah.
乱一次。再见一个女人，再乱一次。
All the beautiful woman to mention, he commit adultery.
他不是安息在主的手中。
He doesn't rest in the hand of God.
安息在大利拉的大腿上面。
But on the lap of Delilah.
结果为了女人
，because of woman,
把他的信仰出卖。
So he sold his religion.
眼睛被挖出来。
And he was half the eyes.
圣经记载他唯一的一次的祷告。
The only time of prayer in the Bible.
求上帝给他报仇，杀死了非利士。
Ask God to take revenge for him.
所以他把两根柱子抱起来的时候。
So when he took up two pillars.
那天三千人死。
And that day 3,000 were killed.
圣经记载说什么呢
？The Bible says.
参孙死的时候。
At the time when Samson died.
杀的人。
The kill
比他生的时候更多。
Morning number when he was alive.
我小的时候读这些，我很感动，看到很伟大。
When I read this passage when I was young, I see it's great.
但是现在我在看。
But now I read again.
原来参孙一生所杀的不到六千人。
And for his whole life, he never killed more than 6,000.
因为死的是三千，比生前更多，加起来最多5,999，对不对
？So when he died, he killed 3,000. When his life not more than that, so at least there may be less than 6,000.
保护一个国家。
To protect a nation,
要把仇敌打败
，kill the animals, enemies.
一生不到六千年。
In whole life, he never killed more than 6,000.
怎样拯救一个民族呢
？How can he save a race?
出身高贵。
He was one noble.
以后呢，在世界的后半生卑贱。
My second half of life is so lowly.
有的人出身卑贱。
Some are born lowly.
但是后天的生活很尊贵。
But then their life is so lowly.
我要告诉你第二样。
Second thing.
主啊，万有都是从你。
So all things are from you.
本你你。
From you.
依靠你。
Through you.
归向你。
And to you.
我是从你而来。
I am from you.
我是依靠你。
I'm through you.
我要归向你。
I want to go back to you.
我生下的时候。
When I was born.
你给我的。
Whatever you need,
我要以管家的身份忠心持守
with the position of a stewardship and keep it.
第二样
second,
我生下以后
after I've been
born, 所能得着的
what I can gain,
也是本你你
is from you,
依靠你
through you,
归向你
and to you.
我要怎样争取
how would I earn it?
怎样持守
how would I keep it?
怎样负责
how would I be responsible?
怎样向你交代
how am I going to be accountable to you?
我们后天的产业是什么呢
what are inheritance after which gain?
第一
the first,
信仰
Faith,
你一生中间最重要的
the most important thing in your life,
不是钱
not money,
是信仰
faith.
如果你有坚定的信仰
if you have a firm faith,
你这一生就不是一个贫穷的人生
then in your whole life it's a lot of poverty.
请你注意听我每次讲贫穷富足我不是讲钱
I'm not talking about poverty in money.
我讲你的生命
your life,
讲你的灵性
your spirituality.
耶稣说我来叫人的生命而且变得更丰盛
Jesus Christ said, I come so that my life and have it more abundantly.
那不是指你信耶稣会发大财，不是
？That they become rich when you become a Christian，
使你变得有丰盛生命
，but we abundant life，
丰盛灵性的
，abundant spirituality，
所以你真正的后天性的产业
，so your inheritance you gain in your life
一样
，first
就是
is the faith。
你们这三年每个礼拜这样听
，so for these 3 years every week you
哎呀，你说太平常，我怎么下个礼拜了还有？不是还有没有？等希伯罗马书讲完了，你就知道。你要有神也不一定给你。
You feel that it's so common, but I tell you, after you finish the book of Romans, you find that you may not have it.
那么你听到什么
？So what have you heard?
你听成信仰的种子
，become the seed of your faith.
你信是从听到来的
，because faith comes from listening.
道里面隐藏着信的种子
，and also word contains the seed of faith.
当道被你吸收之后
，when the word is being engulfed by you,
就从听的道产生信心。
And from this word that you listen, it produces faith.
信道是从听到来的。
Because to believe is to come from listening to the word.
你们这些听的东西有没有在你听的时候使你产生信仰
？So what you heard, it produces your faith.
有没有啊 你在听的时候有没有感到信心正在增加？有没有啊？
You find your faith increasing.
我相信今天你出去以后，
I believe that today after you leave this place,
跟你刚才进来已经不一样。
As compared to before you come in, it's different.
你对时间观，
the time concept,
对神的责任观，
to the accountability to God,
对恩赐的观念，
and also doctrine of grace,
对这一个生命的产业，
and also the inheritance of life,
以及一种信心产生出来。
Is producing a faith.
所以你这一生后半生和后天性的产业。
So this is what you earn in your life.
就是怎样建立信仰。
How to establish a faith?
我们与非基督徒不同地方。
Our difference from a non-Christian is
我们从不信的人变成信的人。
From non-believer become a Christian.
信不是自发的，已经讲了。
The faith doesn't come to yourself.
我信。
I believe, I believe.
灵恩派的人的信仰观错到一个地步。
The charismatic concept of faith is wrong.
你什么病到上帝面前有信心就会好。
Whatever sinner you have come to God, you'll be saved.
那么那些人来参加灵恩派的医病大会，是来看热闹，是来盼望快快好。他从来没有听过道，怎么信呢？
So those who come, they want to watch the miracles. They never listen to the word. How can they believe?
等到他们病没有医好的时候，
when they are sickness,
就是因为你没有信心。
It's because you have no faith.
就骂他没有信心。
So they scold because they have no faith.
那么那些第一次来就有信心的，信心哪里来的？
So those who come for the first time,
主啊，我信，你给我好，你给我好。
Because I believe that you want to heal me.
他先假设信心的自发性。
So they want to presume that this faith comes yourself.
归正神就告诉我们。
Reform theology says
信心是听到产生的果效。
Faith is being produced by listening to the word of God.
有一段有关于信心好像自发性，我现在不讲。
I'm not talking about a passage as if that the faith
来到上帝面前的
he who comes to God
必须信上帝。
He must believe in God.
有信上帝赐恩给那些寻求他的。
And also believe that God will bless those who come to Him.
这是最基本的自然通知，在第一章第十七节的我曾经提过一点。
In the natural sheet comes from first chapter seven, verse 17 of Romans.
现在我不重复。
I'm not talking about that.
因为由于信以自信，我也是讲一个月，你记得吗？
Because from faith to faith, I preach for four sessions.
第一章由于信以自信，我讲一个月。
From faith to faith, I also preach for four sessions.
这一章第三十六节我也讲一个月。
So this chapter 11 verse 13 also preach for four sessions.
这里提到的信仰，
so when we talk of faith,
是因为在神的真理上扎根，
because it's being rooted in God's truth,
被上帝的道路认识，
and so being known by the word of God,
圣灵的光照和运行，
illuminated by the working of the Holy Spirit,
使你领受的道成为信心的种子，
so that the word we receive becomes the seed of faith,
产生出来的原因，
it produces that's the cause.
这是你的产业。
That's your inheritance.
所以以后你见主的时候，
so in the future when you see God,
主说你的信的在哪里？
The Lord says, where's your faith?
你对我的信心到什么程度？
Your faith, what does it agree with?
那是你真正的产业。
That's your true inheritance.
你这一生对神能产生多大的信心？
How much faith you can produce in God?
那就是你生命最有价值的第一个基础。
That is the foundation, the value of your life.
第二样。
The second.
我们在后天性的产业中间。
And that's what you earn in your life.
什么是本于他？
What am I from him?
依靠他，
through him,
归向他，
and to him,
因信心产生的美德。
Because of this, the faith produces good virtue.
这是第二样。
Second,
the virtue proceeds from faith.
从信心而来的美德。
什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
有信心没有行为是死的。
Because faith without work is dead.
所以信心就产生了行为。
So faith produces conduct.
信变化成了行为的力量的时候，
and faith when it transforms to the power of a work,
是圣灵用道在你心中运行所产生的果效。
It is the result that the working of the Holy Spirit in you through faith. Praise God.
我们信上，
because we believe in God.
因为我们认识他，
because we know Him.
因为听了他的道，
because we have heard His word.
你们若受了他的教，听了他的道，就不应当如此。
So when we are talking, receive His word, you cannot do this manner.
这是以弗所书四章告诉我。
Ephesians 4 says.
那我们就要怎么样呢？
What then shall we be?
我们就要脱去旧人，穿上新。
We must leave the old and put on the new.
这些人是照着上帝的形象造。
This new is created after image of God.
有真理的仁义同圣洁。
As the righteousness and holiness of goodness.
所以神的真理透过你的理性表现出来。
So God's truth through your rationality.
神的公义透过你的仁义表现出来。
God's righteousness through a good act being manifested.
神的圣洁透过你圣洁的行为表现。
God's holiness through your good act also being manifested.
第二样。
That's the second. First,
我所领受的信仰。
The faith that I receive.
第二，从信仰化成的道德。
From faith it changes to morality.
行为。生活
life,
人格
and personality,
你的人格
your personality,
是你很重要的产业。
It is important inheritance of you.
注意听啊，你的人格是你的产业。
Your personality is your inheritance.
一个有人格的人，
the one with good personality,
真正有智慧的一定尊重他。
And those who are wise will honor them.
一个很有钱的财主，
the rich man,
普通人一定很尊重他们。
But ordinary man will honor them.
不同的地方在哪？
What's the difference?
这里是恭敬，那里是恭维。
And here is the honor, but the other one is only by the flattery.
你明白这个意思吗？
You understand?
恭敬不是恭维。
And honor is not flattery.
你恭敬一个人，
when you honor someone,
你尊敬一个人，
you honor someone,
就是那个人对你没有什么利害关系，你还是尊重他。
Because even there is no relationship of good and bad, you still honor.
你恭维一个人，
when you flatter a person,
因为他影响你的生活。
Because you affect your life.
他是你的老板，
he is a boss.
他对你有利害关系，
if there is a relationship of good and bad,
必恭必敬。
So you must honor him.
恭维到什么时候结束的？
When does it stop the flattery?
到那个人死的时候，感谢主，不必再恭维他。
When he dies, you say,And no more as a flattery.
恭敬到什么时候结束？
Honor when you end.
到死以后还不能结束。
After he dies, whenever.
2500年以后。
And after 2000 or 3000 years.
中国人还尊敬孔子。
And the Chinese still honor Confucius. Why?
因为真正恭敬他。
Because truly honor him.
不是恭维他。
Not flattery.
那些帝王有没有人纪念？有没有人恭维？没有了。
Emperor will anybody still honor him? Why?
因为他用权柄，用声势吓人。
Because he used the power to frighten people.
孔子用真理，用道德感化。
And but Confucius used truth and also morality to touch people.
所以你这一生呢？
So for your whole life,
生命
your life,
天资
and your intelligence,
神的形象样式
image
是天生产业
is a born in heaven.
你这一生
for your life,
你的信仰
your faith,
你的道德
your morality,
你的人格
your personality
是后天产业
it is an earned inheritance.
你在后天产业中间
in your earned inheritance,
把信仰搞清楚了
you must be clear,
道德建立起来
morality establish morality,
人格信用被大家接受了以后
Merit and also your credibility being accepted by people.
在建立的下面的是什么呢？
Then what do you establish?
真正的朋友。
True friends.
真正的朋友是你很重要的产业。
True friend is very important inheritance.
你不要轻看友情。
Don't despise the rich.
真正与你结交的好的、有道德的、高尚的朋友。
And also noble friend, the good friends.
比你自己的亲兄弟更宝贵。
Is something more treasured than your own brothers.
这是你的产业。
That's your inheritance.
你与他们之间建立的友情。
When you have a friendship established with them.
不是建立利害关系上。
Not on the good and bad.
是因是非。
Because
in 真理。
Because of truth.
因为品德。
But because of characters.
因为伟大的高尚的人生的理想。
Because of high noble purpose of life.
建立起来。
They establish relationships.
这是你的产业。
That's your inheritance.
就够不够呢？
Is it enough?
这个以后呢？
After that,
就是你在你发挥恩赐上对人类的贡献是你的产业。
In the use of the talents or contribution of mankind, that also is your inheritance.
作曲家的贡献，
the composer's contribution,
是他把上帝给他的这音乐的天资化成他的乐章。
With the musical talent God has given them, they compose pieces.
美术家的贡献，
and also the artist,
把他艺术的天分化成。
And this artistic talent has been manifested in this painting.
科学家的贡献
the scientists
是把它研究自然的功能化成对人类有益处的这个科学成果。
To the study of nature, it became a good contribution to the people.
这些是你的产业。
This is your inheritance.
今天人类不看这个叫做产业。
Today, people never see all this inheritance.
所谓的产业，就问你银行多少钱
？United, you know, how much money do you have in the account?
你有几座房子？
How many,
那个才叫做产业。
That's called inheritance.
那些东西，爆炸案例来就没有啦。
So with the explosion, it won't, you can have nothing.
那些东西水一淹了就没有了。
So when the flood comes, you don't have anything at all.
前四年
，four years ago,
一年有一个人在一天晚上睡觉起来，损失$20,000。
In Indonesia, there was one who woke up in the day and then he lost about
$20,000.
$20,000 US.
我说是不是有贼来偷呢？
Is it thief that come to steal?
没有。
No.
门锁不紧吗？
You didn't lock the door well.
没有。
No.
有没有这个飞鸟或者什么东西把它拿去啊？
Oh, because a bird something that sends away. No.
是烧掉吗？
Is it burned? No.
因为下雨。
Because of the rain.
这么下雨会损失$20,000。
How come because of rain you lose about $20,000 US?
他讲了，我吓了一跳。
I was still caught astonished.
他是做什么呢？
What kind of business?
做盐的。
Oh, salt.
Garam.
Garam.
所以 salt 它的盐就用四片墙壁把它围起来，盐就堆得高高，下雨的时候就变成水就没有了。
So with the four walls, he kept the salt after the rain. It all melted.
他也不知道就睡觉。
He didn't know it. He was sleeping.
睡醒了去看看。
When he woke up,
说盐山变成盐海。
How come no more salt mountain there?
那么流出去了。
So all flow out.
没有了。
No more.
你要多少晒海水再多造一些盐，晒了多久才可以变成一堆盐山？一个晚上 a 了。
You know how difficult for you to accumulate so much?
那为什么不把把它收起来
？Why don't you keep it well?
本来那个时候不是雨季。
But that was not rainy season.
突然间呢，上天下太多水。
But suddenly there was heavy rain.
不当下雨的时候。
Time the season had rain.
圣经说什么
？The Bible says.
你要谨慎。
Must be careful.
你的钱财。
Wherever you're wealth.
伸出翅膀。
You have wings.
飞掉。
Just fly away.
圣经里面的话真的话。
There's a true word from the Bible.
所以这世界有很多人，你看每一次的 fortune， 去年第一的变成第十七。
So you read the magazine fortune that those who are the first richness now come to 17.
两年前
，two years ago，
香港有一个人。
In Hong Kong, there's a person.
退休大会。
And he had
退休 retirement.
He retirement ceremony.
啊，就有个很大的退休会。
He has a retiring ceremony.
搬到美国。
And I come to America.
因为那个时候是 California.
Because at that time in California.
每一分钟增加十七个 millionaire。
17个 Every minute they produce 17 millionaire
每一分钟
Every minute
17个
17 millionaire
哇他讲这是黄金季节
You say this is a golden season
搬到那边
He moved there
两年以后呢
After 2 years
股票掉
The share dropped
从前50块一张的股票
And in the past that share cost $50 worth
$5
Now only 5 cents
200块的
$200
掉的剩下一块
Become $1
我不是开玩笑的
I'm not joking.
所以他的整个黄金梦完了。
So his whole golden dream now broken.
最近搬回东方来。
Now he come back to Orient.
我看见他呢。
When I saw him.
垂头丧气。
He was downhearted.
好像突然老了20年。
Suddenly he was old for 20 years. Why?
世界的产业。
The worldly inheritance.
是身外之物。
It is something you don't keep.
树林的产业。
And also spiritual wealth.
永恒之物。
It lasts forever.
夺不去。
You cannot be snatched away.
马大马大，
马大马大，
你为许多事情而愁烦。
You're busy for many things.
为许多事情而忙乱。
You're busy for many things.
你的妹妹玛利亚
，Your
sister
Mary,
她已经选了上好的部分。
She chose the best.
是不能夺去。
Cannot be snatched away.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
她一个永恒的产业。
Because there's eternal
inheritance.
什么产业？
一直听神的话语。
Listen to the word of God.
静坐在耶稣里面。
And quietly she listened to the word of God.
那树林的产业不能夺取。
That's spiritual inheritance.
感谢上帝
，Praise God。
300年以前
，And 300 years ago，
在英国逼迫福音派基督徒的时候
，In England when they persecuted the evangelicals，
一城一乡
，And also one city one village，
到任的地方
，Wherever they go，
圣经都拿来烧
，All the Bibles are burned。
基督教国家为什么烧圣经
？Why is that Christian nation burning the Bible？
只可以到天主教堂才可以读圣经
，You can only read the Bible in a Catholic。
只有神父讲解圣经，你才可以明白。
Only the clergy can preach the Bible。
基督徒不可以看圣经
，Christian can read the Bible。
基督徒不可以自己有圣经
，You cannot possess the Bible。
所以把圣经拿来烧。
So they collect all the Bible and burn it.
有一个小孩子
，There was a small boy，
才十一二岁
，11, 12，
他很爱主
，Love God very much。
他天天读经
，Every day he read。
后来到他乡村去
，So when he got to the village，
知道他的基督徒
，Know that he is a Christian。
跑到他房间去抄
，And go his room and
抄到一本圣经
，Snatch away the Bible。
把他带到门前来
，And brought it to the door，
跟所有基督圣经都烧
，And with all other Bible they burn。
烧的时候
，They burn。
就还是哭。哭得要命，很爱主，很爱圣经，一直哭一直哭
，crying crying。
等圣经烧完了以后
，so after they burn the Bible，
后来他不哭了
，he stopped crying，
他就笑起来了
，and he laughed。
人家想一定神经发作
，something must be wrong with him。
哭到一半笑起来，我很欢喜快乐，感谢主，欢喜快乐。
He said I rejoice, I want to praise God。
那个烧他圣经的
，the one who burned his Bible，
这个王帝带派来的这些军人
，And this the messenger who
你笑什么
？Burn the Bible, ask me what do you laugh？
我笑你
，I laugh at you。
你敢笑我
？You dare laugh at
me？ 你为什么笑我
？Why？
你知道他怎么回答
？No, I didn't。
你把我的圣经烧掉
？You burn my Bible？
我还有
，I still have。
拿来
，Get，
拿不出来
，No, I cannot give it to you。
快点拿
，Give it to me。
你还有收圣经
？You still keep Bible？
我抓你去
，I'll catch you。
带到伦敦去
，Bring it to London。
拿不出来
，I cannot take it out。
你知道他说
？You know what he's saying？
你烧着圣经
，the Bible you burnt，
是纸张
，it's only paper。
拿不出来的圣经
，that Bible cannot give it to you。
是我头脑
，it's my brain。
我本来一直哭
，I was crying。
最后上帝安慰我
，then God comforted me。
他说
，you see，
你脑里不是有27章背得很熟的圣经吗
？He said the 27 chapter you memorize in your mind。
他们不会烧的
，they cannot burn it。
他们烧不掉
，they cannot burn it。
后来我就笑了，是的。
So because of that, I laugh.
你要拿，
You want to take it away?
你拿 take it away. 你要烧烧
burn it away.
他们没有他的办法。
They cannot do it.
你可以烧掉的是那纸张的圣经。
What they can burn is a paper Bible.
你不能烧在我里面的。
You cannot burn my brain.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
今天晚上
tonight,
我问你
，I ask you,
我们都有产业。
We have all inheritance.
你的产业是什么
？What is your inheritance?
你就安静回答吧。你的产业是
？What is in what is your inheritance?
万有
，all things，
奔赴他
，from him，
依靠他
，through him，
归向他
，and to him，
愿一切荣耀归给他
，all glory be unto him。
今天晚上
，tonight，
请问你的产业是
？I want to ask what is your inheritance？
我有好几点我不要讲了
，a few more points I want，
我单单提一提罢了。
I just mentioned，
你的朋友是产业
，your friend is inheritance，
你的兄弟是产业
，your brother is inheritance，
你的同学是产业。同学是你产业
，Your classmates and helpers，
你的知识是产业
，Your knowledge and helpers，
你的事业是产业
，Your also your career，
你的储蓄是产业
，Your saving is and helpers，
你存在银行的户口里面的钱是你产业
，And the money in the bank is and helpers，
你的妻子儿女是产业
，Your wife your children are your helpers，
你怎样把这些都交给上帝
？How do you give all this to God？
万有是本乎他
，All things are from him，
依靠他
，Through him，
也归向他
，And to him。
愿一切荣耀归给他。
All glory be unto him。
我们站起来，我们大家恭敬念这节圣经，第十一章第三十六节，因为
万有都是本于他，依靠他，
归于
他，
愿
荣耀归给他，
直到
永远。阿
门。我们一同开始祷告。我为今天所领受的感谢主。